This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Twins completed a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers with a 9-2 victory yesterday in Arlington. The Twins scored six times in the first four innings and never looked back. In fact, they got early offense in each of the three wins in this series, which is huge.
Number one, when you're the visiting team, it puts the starting pitcher, you know, with a little bit of a breather. I mean, the fact that we had Paredes starting the other day and we were able to get him multiple runs as a rookie, I do think that's important to come out in the first inning and apply some pressure.
Manager Derek Shelton says his winning pitcher, Joe Ryan, worked five scoreless innings and was just good enough.
The execution was a little bit scattered. I thought the stuff was good. It was just he was missing by a ball or two, and then they fouled a ton of balls off, and you have to give him credit. But the fact that he battled the way he did through the first three, I was really pleased that he was able to get us through five.
Trevor Larnach, Brooks Lee, and Ryan Kreidler all homered. Minnesota's at Arizona tonight. The AAA Saints were swept in a double dip yesterday by Omaha, 12-4 and 6-4. The first-place Minnesota Lynx play tonight at Golden State. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says All-Star guard Kayla McBride is the team leader.
I can't say enough about, you know, her commitment, what she believed was possible in staying here and continue to try to compete and win a championship. In terms of how she's playing, you know, her leadership, she is at the core of everything we do, particularly defensively. You mentioned the steals, and she is just so bought in our concepts.
Tonight's tip time is 9:00. The Gopher women's basketball team is going through summer workouts and summer school right now, and head coach Don Plitzer-White got a contract extension.
It's a blessing to be at the University of Minnesota, and so to have that opportunity to continue coaching is something I'm really excited about. I'm really excited about our staff. Staff's been together, and we have great connectivity and unity, and you know they just do such a good job of really working with our players and helping us improve.
The Gophers went to the Sweet 16 last March. This is MNN Sports.